This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, empowering girls in Africa can put them on the fast track to achieve their aspirations and basic rights to which they're entitled, but too often denied. That's according to the UN Deputy Secretary General, Amina Mohammed, who's on a two-week solidarity visit to West Africa and the Sahel to underscore the United Nations' support for the region during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. In a wide-ranging interview with the UN mission MINUSMA's radio network Mikado FM, the Deputy UN Chief discussed the importance of education as a foundation to advancing gender equality. Mikado's Joyce Tapina began by asking her what the best way forward was for empowering women and girls.
First of all, we have to understand that what we're actually doing is providing an avenue for them to achieve their aspirations and basic rights. So sometimes when one talks about empowerment, it's as though you're trying to give something. No, you're trying to ensure that you open up that space, that they acquire their rights. And education is one of them. It's a building block. There will be many other things that will come to empower a woman. But a girl needs to be in school. She needs the foundations. She needs the basic elements of an education, whether they're civic, the language, the math, the science, everything that helps her to start churning her brain, her aspirations, her dreams, and connecting them with, oh, this is possible, I can communicate it. So it's really important that that education happens because it opens up the mind to the possibilities.
Is it a matter of confidence?
It increases confidence. You understand better your place in society, your rights, even if someone else is translating them differently. If there are harmful practices in your culture, you begin to understand that that's harmful and that it's not okay. And so I think it's a place that you learn about society, about your individual responsibility. So for every right, there's an obligation. It's not just about taking, it's also about giving. And so there's a lot that goes into education. It's about learning of your history. It's a lifelong experience, education, but those building blocks in the beginning are very important for nurturing the mind.
In the Sahel region, how do you see the education? Where are the needs?
You know, for me, every time someone asks me that question, I remember that I was educated in the Sahel. And primary school was as it should be, that we had all the basic amenities, including our school feeding with nutritious food. But it was a place of learning. It is those skills that I took on and I built a secondary education. It's those skills that allowed me to do the things that I do today, which is to get a job. But better than that, if I don't get a job, I can look around me and I can create the opportunities and I can look for the skill set that I need to move further with it. What does that mean? Okay, so I go to school, I come out with a degree and I'm looking for a job and I can't find one. But because I have the wherewithal, I can decide that I will take a job that I'm not trained for. I can decide that perhaps I'm going to set up a soap making factory. But because I have an education, I can look for the business plan. Because I can read and I can write and I've been taught math and science, I can put all of that together and make my business. So education is not just for the job. It's the tools it gives you to create the work around you. More recently, I was in a camp with the internally displaced people from Boko Haram. And we had a group of women, women and girls. And I said to them, so what would you prefer, an education or a skill set? And they said both. Because with the education comes knowledge. With the skill set comes an ability to create. And that was very interesting for me. And the young girls said they wanted a Western education. The older women said we wanted an Islamic education. But both wanted skills. Because that for them was the connection with the livelihood. It was a connection with an income. It was a connection with that economic empowerment that for them was so important for their family.
Education intertwined with climate change, intertwined with peace and security. The right set of skills and education, as you say, allows women to contribute differently, of course. Where are we at right now?
In the Sahel, in a very difficult place. It's exacerbated by the fact that climate change and security are very much part of the same environment. So finding those spaces of stability, those few places that there is none, and trying to grow that out, trying to use climate change, or I should say climate action, as the way to tackle insecurities, as a way to make peace, as a way to show a future that is greener. And that from that can come jobs, from that can come a future that is one that you will, it will entice you away, it will give you the incentive that certainly conflict doesn't. It will give you peace of mind. It will give you a sense that you can have a family, you can have a future, you can hope to be anything.
We do need security, of course.
Well, yes. I mean, security is a big issue, but, you know, the root causes of insecurity in the Sahel are ones that we need to pay attention to in the transitions to peace, because we don't want to repeat the same mistakes. We must always see that when we look at terrorism and we see terrorists, they're not born. A terrorist is not born. It's an environment and a situation that creates it, creates that person that perhaps has no hope and so therefore is easily lured into extremism and into terrorism. And we have to make sure that there is no exclusion, that everyone in society is given a chance of a future and can aspire and is not hopeless that they are easily victims. And then for those victims, create even more in the destabilization of our communities.
Please tell me in three words what you learn in this visit to the Sahel region.
What did I learn in three words? I learned that the expectations of a country are the priorities that the international community must respect, really what I learned this trip. We have so much in the international community, we want to do so much, we're full of goodwill, and sometimes we forget it's not our expectations that must be fulfilled, but those of the people of that country.